Welcome to the National Bicycle Greenway's Mountain Mover podcast series. Here you will get up close and personal with people who are taking giant steps for the betterment of cyclists and for the planet itself. Okay, we have with us here today from his home in San Francisco, California, a metal artist named Max Chen, who's been a huge part of the National Bicycle Greenway here over the last probably 7 years. Max, what is a metal artist?
It's like basically a sculptor who, I mean, it's a pretty general term. Any sculptor that uses metal, but specifically use like bicycle parts and forged steel, which means I heat up the steel until it's malleable and I shape it, and then I often use that making bicycles.
Okay. Now, you've had some blacksmith training. Is that what I understand to be true?
Yeah, for a year I was an apprentice blacksmith, and that's where I learned most of my skills. And then I've continued to take classes at the Crucible in Oakland, which is an art school there.
Uh-huh. I guess probably what I want to do with that is to show our listeners here that you're not just some guy that hangs out with knocking wrenches around. You're highly educated. Where did you get your degree from, and what is it in, and et cetera, like that?
I have a mechanical engineering degree from Cornell University, and I guess I continued schooling at San Jose State for industrial design. I took some design class at Stanford, and I continued these art classes at the Crucible.
Do you support yourself as an artist, Max?
No, I support myself as a mechanical design engineer. I work for an industrial design company, and we do consumer electronic products.
Tell us about your ride when you went through Iowa. It's just hysterical how you guys it was funny.
Well, okay, I guess the lead up to that is it was just my brother and I for like I don't know how many 5 or 6 large states. So it's pretty desperate, just talking to him and listening to the radio. And then we reach Iowa, and there's Ragbri, which is an annual bike ride across Iowa, which is pretty much a big, like, almost 15,000 bicyclist party on wheels. There's a lot of beer and, like, not much clothing, and I don't know what you want to say, but there's lots of food along the way, really good food, and just a big moving party. And then just being surrounded by, 15,000 people biking through hard and very hot, terrain. It was really fun.
Now, you said hard terrain? Hard?
It's surprisingly hilly. Like, it's very hilly in Iowa.
Yeah, I know. Indeed, that's true. I know that, yeah. A lot of work.
Yeah, I mean, just like the really short multiple hills, not things that you just coast down for.
Okay, what I always kind of like to deliberate upon, though, and I don't know, was that not in Iowa that you guys kept your pocket mail journal entries back to us, talking about the cafeterias that you would kind of go
no,
in?
No, that was Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore?
That was probably South Dakota.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess it's called scrounging.
Okay.
Where you're in a cafeteria and you kind of keep an eye on people who don't finish their food and they leave. And then you just kind of walk over and scrounge.
Oh, no.
Whatever food they didn't eat.
Okay.
And I don't know. It was pretty pickings at Mount Rushmore.
Was that the only college you did that at then?
We probably did it a few times.
Yeah. All right.
But, you know, we don't, like, eat stuff that they've already bitten into.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like side dishes that they didn't touch.
Or right. Just
we have our limits.
All right. Well, that's a good thing. Now, when you did that ride in 2000, and you finished before, was it before we got there in D.C. or after? I can't remember, for Cycle America 2000.
We finished just a bit before. I mean, we were there for your for the reception.
Okay.
On the steps.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, actually that day, my brother was there at the beginning of the reception, and then I kind of got delayed, and I probably showed up at the end. So we definitely did show up for the party afterwards.
Okay, good. All right. In Mount Rainier.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, now, when your brother, with regard to your brother, does he ride anymore?
He doesn't ride too much.
No?
I mean, he had his bike stolen
A
while ago.
Uh-huh.
And then, but he still rides to work.
Okay. And yourself being in San Francisco, are you car-free, Max?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
I've been car-free for a long time. There are two garage spaces in my apartment building of 12 units, and I rent one of the garage spaces because I have so many bicycles.
Great. How many bikes do you have, Max?
I've got about a dozen.
Great. Excellent. Well, that's good to hear. Serious cyclist. Tell us about, also, I meant to talk about this. I somehow got sidetracked. I apologize. Tell us about that bike that you've got that you made that has all the curvy tubes and all the...
It was the second in the series called Tall People Suck. I'm short. And
with an F?
I often come across... What?
With an F? Tall people...
No, suck.
Oh, suck. Okay, with an S. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All
right.
Not profane.
Okay.
Like, I often come across bikes that are too large for me to ride.
Uh-huh.
So I took some frames that were too large for me, and I shrunk them down to fit.
Okay.
And in doing so, this one became really curvy.
Huh.
It turned out looking kind of like a trumpet.
Okay. Huh. What other bikes do you have that I don't know about that you're particularly fond of or proud of or that you've made, just in general?
Well, there's sidecar bikes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
It leans with the rider.
Okay.
That's actually pretty fun.
Right. Okay.
There's the first... All people suck bike that you haven't seen, but you can barely ride it because it's so rickety.
Okay.
There's I mean, I guess I still have like a couple road bikes.
Okay.
I now have one of those Coker.
Right, high wheels.
Cars. Yeah. The high
right. Uh huh. Now, you did some work with that to get that to where it was. You kind of changed some of the spec on that. What did you do?
Well, I had to lower the seat.
Uh-huh.
And I replaced the brakes. I changed... Yeah, I had to weld on some, I guess, the brake holding things.
Uh-huh.
The
brake bosses?
Yeah. And actually, my plans for that bike... I want to gear it up, which means kind of like gearing up a unicycle where you have a chain on both sides of the wheel and another, like, two bottom brackets on one on each side of the fork.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Sort of. Now, you say also that's kind of one of your favorite uphill bikes. Is that what I'm understanding and remember to be true? You like climbing hills on that thing?
It's all right. It's a full workout, that's for sure. Going up the hill.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, it actually, as it is now, it's like a 36-inch wheel.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good to go up
yeah.
the hills.
Yeah. So, do you have a better hill climber than that? You're in the city of hills. I'm just kind of wondering which bike do you prefer to climb a hill on?
Well, the road bikes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And how many of those do you have?
Two.
Two road bikes. And you say you've got a dozen bikes in the garage at your apartment. Do you also have a studio, or is that your studio?
Yeah, I also rent a studio with some other metal workers.
Okay. Now, is that a studio you rent? You've got. Do you do any kind of work besides besides transportation objects that are made out of metal?
Yeah, I do furniture. I do sculptures. I do like railings and houses and stuff for stairs.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this pre-contracted? Is this work that's been you've contracted out for, or you've been commissioned to do? Okay.
Right.
How do people find out about you, Max?
Just word of mouth. I mean, I'm not trying to be full-time metal worker.
Okay. So if someone wanted to get, like, a steel railing from you for their home or something like that, that would have been a word-of-mouth type of exchange that got that whole process going, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the railings have actually been for my mom.
Okay, all right.
You know, I kind of have to do it.
You listening, Mom? Okay.
But I've done, like, curtain rods and stuff like that for various people.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I have a table coming up in the upcoming San Francisco Bicycle Coalition Winterfest auction.
And when is that? Is there a date on
December,
that?
December 4th, I think.
Uh-huh. Huh, okay. A table that you're going to be auctioning off? Or
yeah.
Okay.
It's actually made out of bikes.
Oh, a bike table. How cool. All right. Excellent. And you do museum shows. When is your next show?
I'm not sure when mine... Well, actually... I'll have probably an electronic piece in a student show at the Crucible. The Crucible student show.
Huh, okay.
That's December 10th or December 11th or something.
Okay. How can someone find out more about your shows? Would bikeroute.com/Max Chen be sufficient, or do you have another place you can send people to?
I have a very terrible website, which like doesn't really work very well, but it's www.oilycog.com. OILYCOG.
Okay. Oilycog.com.
And that's probably, I mean, probably the best way is just to email me directly and I'll add you to my mailing list.
Okay, and what is that email address, Max?
oilycog@sbglobal.net.
Okay, let me repeat that for our listeners, if you will. oilycog@sbcglobal.net. oilycog@sbcglobal.net. And are you accessible by phone for this application?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And do you want to run that out for us as well?
Yeah, my cell phone. 415-412-5230. Yeah.
Okay. 415-412-5230. If you're interested in maybe possibly contracting Max to build an unusual bicycle machine for you. This man has no limits where building unusual bikes are concerned. Okay, Max, you've been fiddling around with the extra cycle. What can you tell us about that?
I've become recently interested in, there's a product out there called the extra cycle add-on.
Uh-huh.
I guess to carry cargo, you can modify any of your existing, like 26 inch mountain bike type bikes,
mm-hmm.
and have it like carry a person or groceries or whatever you want. And
mm-hmm.
I find it really useful. But they have a nonprofit sector called X Access, which helps in Kenya or Nicaragua or you know, other third world countries.
Uh-huh.
And I'm helping them out right now. I think soon they'll be changing their name to World Bike.
Uh-huh.
And they'll have a design contest to bike builders out there to create a low-cost cargo-carrying bicycle.
Okay, last but certainly not least, let's talk about those Google Maps that you're working on for us.
Okay. Yeah, I guess a friend and I are working on using the Google Maps API to have kind of a zoomable route map for the riders. Right now I have the route my brother and I took in 2000 and some of the routes taken in choppy form in, I guess, 2004. So I'm not sure if the upcoming rides will have a different route, but yeah, you can zoom in on, you know, up the city pretty much and find out where you need to turn and all that kind of stuff.
So what degree of completion is that map in right now, for at least for your brother and yourself, the ride you and your brother did?
Well, from Oregon to I think Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay detailed. It doesn't actually get very detailed in the cities.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking that most big cities have their own bike maps.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be a link there to see their bike map.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess a friend of mine wants me to make it more fluid, as in if you just, more like a Yahoo Maps where you plug in your starting point and end point and it'll find a bike route for you.
Great.
But it's hard.
It's hard engineering that, huh? Okay. So essentially you're using the Google Maps platform. And is it exacting enough yet, or like the Google Earth lets you rely on not so much rely on, but access even the trails, things like the off-road routing? There's something that that I've seen with that. Is that part of what you're doing there?
It's kind of not tied to Google Earth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right now, Google Earth is only PC.
Okay.
Platforms.
I see.
And also, Google Earth, it's got the whole Earth, and we just need the U.S.
I see. Okay.
It's probably a little bit too much.
Okay. So basically what you're doing then is, in sum, is that you are working on a map that will, I don't want to put you on the spot. It won't be done. I'm not going to ask if it's going to be complete before the 2006 Maris ride begins. But your map will show essentially how to get from point A to point B, Maris Ride City A to B being Maris Ride City B, how to connect those two with the roads that you would find on a map similar to what you'd find in Google Maps. Is that correct? Is that what I understand?
Yeah.
That you're working on? Okay. And you've done some stuff with San Francisco to, I think, Sacramento. Is that correct? You've gotten us as far as there, or?
I think it's from Reno to San Francisco, and
okay.
then San Francisco down to Santa Cruz.
Okay. Okay.
But, I mean, those parts are pretty detailed.
All right. Excellent. Huh. How could someone find those if they wanted to go take a look at them? Are they online right now?
They are, but they're not ported to the NBG site.
Okay.
So it's just my own site.
Okay, and where would that be?
It would be www.oilycog.com
mm-hmm.
/ NBG
slash map.
Yeah.
MAP?
Yeah.
Not plural, just MAP. Uh-huh.
Yeah, .htm.
.htm. So it's oilycog.com/nbg/map.htm.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's going to let people get a look at the maps that at some point are going to be
more useful.
Pardon?
At some point they're going to be more useful.
But at some point will they be interactive as well? Is that correct?
Yeah. Hopefully, yes.
Okay, that's the goal, huh? It's reach point of interactivity. Great, excellent. Well, I'm excited to know about that. So, Max, it's been really outrageous and wonderful talking to you. Thanks so much for talking about metal sculpture, about bike art, about bike maps, things like that. And just thanks for you, guy. Have fun up there in San Francisco.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Martin.
All right.
Keep working hard.
Okay,
I'll
man.
See you later.
Okay, guy. Thanks for you, man.
Yeah,
bye. That wraps up another edition of the National Bicycle Greenways Mountain Movers podcast series. We hope you enjoyed it. This has been NBG director and Awake Again author Martin Krieg. For more info about the NBG, go to nationalbicyclegreenway.com. To access this podcast in the future and to hear other shakers and movers that we've interviewed, go to bikeroute.com.